Welcome to Brown AF, Brown, Ambitious, and Free. My name is Neha Wunava, your host for the transformation of a lifetime. So the explosive success that you want is not only attainable, but it's much less stressful on you. I'm going to give you the tips, tools, and get you into CEO thinking so that women and people of color just like you work smarter and get way ahead. This is legacy leadership, and it's unlike anything you've been taught before. So tune in and listen up. Let's go.
Welcome to this week's episode of Brown AF, Brown, Ambitious, and Free. Last week, we talked about the self and how critical it is to getting over indecision and taking higher quality action to get what you need so that you're less interrupted. You're getting things done. You're providing a high quality product that doesn't require tons and tons of time. And today we want to talk about the next part of that. And it's assessing and determining what are the gaps in the system now that supports you. That's the team. That's the organization around you in the company. What are the gaps in that system so that you can fill them? And so many times what we do is we're running from one thing to another, one meeting to another, that we are in the day-to-day and we're being really reactive. We're driven by a to-do list and not strategically thinking about what needs to get done. We're not strategically doing a sweep and an inventory of the system and our support structure. And so we're constantly stuck in a spin cycle that we're not improving to create a better, faster, more fluid system with better handoffs to scale our success as a company and to scale our own reputation as a leader. And so, number one, what I want you to do is get really, really familiar as we are rounding out quarter one and wrapping up quarter one to set up quarter two and the rest of the year for better and higher quality success. And we're thinking about the future 3 years from now, 5 years, 10 years from now, when we become an expert strategic leader that rises out of the day-to-day chaos and gets strategic and starts solving for the future issues, developing those partnerships, making the system better, we are now becoming a true world-class leader with world-class skills. So you want to ask yourself, what are the gaps in your system right now, in the team, that are causing the biggest problems? Maybe you just want to think about one key problem in the next 30 days and solve it. Or maybe there's two or three problems and you want to spend the next 4 to 6 weeks focusing in on that. Because let me tell you, no matter how much work you do in your day-to-day, no matter how many hours you spend waking up, doing emails, sitting in meetings, going to everything, if you are working too hard and not really being effective at what you're doing, if it's not specifically tied to a measurable improvement in result, you will always find yourself working much harder in a spin cycle, and the system itself will never get better. So your team will be miscommunicating, they'll be underperforming, there will be key misses happening again and again and again. And what we want to do is make sure that you know what the gaps are and that you are addressing, filling, fortifying those gaps in the system for your team, in the SOP, standard operating procedures, in the processes that make up the efficiency and essentially the profitability of your company. You want to be fortifying and building a happy culture that makes your team success and going to work every day really fun and enjoyable. It's not always going to be easy things that you're doing, but you know that you have a team that you can trust, that relies on you, and that you can rely on them. And so today I'm going to talk to you about my three-step process, the three-step framework that I have simplified for my CEO clients and my executive C-level clients and for those rising executives. If you know that you have high ambition to be at the top of your game, then this is also for you. You need to identify, ask yourself, and figure out the biggest place that you need support or structure for yourself as the leader, and where does your team need the support as well. You want to be sure that you identify regularly. So at the start of the week, sometime at the beginning half of the week, what are the essential wins for you as a leader and for your team and company as a system? You want to make sure that you are tweaking your Monday through Friday schedule and then your monthly leadership cadences and meetings and the quarterly and the annual ones to structure and revolve around these wins and these successes. You have to dedicate time priority to this. So that is a term I use, but it is how you are the origin of time. You are the gatekeeper. And the one way that you do this is by creating time priority for your wins. You have white space built in to your day-to-day. This allows you to be strategically thinking, which is better, faster, and more agile to respond to things happening in your own life, in the life, within the system, in the company, and within the industry. You want to be nimble and agile and responsive. You don't want to be stuck in chaos or reactiveness or in indecisiveness. So I'm going to talk to you about my three-step process. Number one, you got to be cleaning up first. You got to clean up the structure, thinking, anything that's blocking you and the team, the system, from getting better results. So this can look at like anything from your past, in patterns that you have, behaviors that you have, painful experiences or traumatic or toxic experiences from your past. And what we want to do is understand them, be aware of that, and then heal from that as much as possible. Do things differently, get stronger, and build a better new skill set. We want to heal it and get more neutral and intentional. What we don't want to do is subconsciously or unconsciously continue to take action or even preventative action where we don't do something and we don't know why we're not. Oftentimes, there's an unhealed situation, a problem from the past, an unhealed pain from the past that is now serving like an invisible barrier to what you're trying to do moving forward. So we want to clean up what's going on with us as a person and also what is going on in our system, in our structure, in our team. So we do that assessment and I walk my clients through that very, very quick assessment. And then number two, we come up with a decision plan. We start to decide very quickly what we need to change, what we need to fortify, what we need to do differently and better. We now are going to be able to plan ahead. We are going to take authority over our time and make better decisions through time priority. We're going to set up better systems and cadences with our teams, our one-on-ones, the feedback we provide. We're going to make sure that our leaders are getting the information they need so they perform how they're supposed to perform. And if they don't perform, we get to manage them out. And we're going to make sure that we're predicting and solving better and accordingly. I teach my clients how to understand and know the heat map in their organization. These are problem areas, friction, conflict areas that you understand and you know what's going on and that you rise up to solve it, even if it's awkward, even if it's difficult or uncomfortable. You create a new approach completely that rebuilds and redefines your system, the structure of your leadership team, and how you want to be running yourselves and holding yourself accountable. And we want to really build this as simply as possible by making tweaks and changes, small changes, so that you're really operating from a fresh, more accountable, nimble slate. And this is how we get out of that chaos cycle that produces the same conflict and the same behaviors and the same results, and we rise above. We strengthen the system by doing a quick analysis and making quicker, better decisions, and then the cycle gets better. We now set up to have the right team, the right people doing the right things at the right time. We hold them accountable because we have simple metrics to do it, to smoke out behaviors, to smoke out underperformers, and now we know who we need to talk to. We build mutual trust. Because we're holding everybody accountable and equitably accountable, they know they can trust us to do that, to be that leader where everybody is held accountable. And we are trusting them that they know to do their part, when to do their part. They have the skills to do it. And when they're not doing it, they'll ask for help or we will help correct them. And that we want to make sure that we are giving them what they need to move forward, to get unblocked, to have better skills, to solve and fix problems so that they not only know what they're supposed to do, it's clear, they know how they contribute to it and they want to do it. And then finally, that they have the capacity to do it. So we've talked about cleaning up the system and then deciding what we need to do that we're not doing right now. And then finally, we want to really get into high level, high quality execution. And this is being done from the right energy, the energy we want to reward and build in our company culture. And this is not a giant to-do list. That is one of the biggest mistakes I see, because my high-achieving clients with really high credentials and great education are used to being in super high student mode. We want to switch you into super strategic mode. That means you're prioritizing things. You're building your internal desire, your energy fuel to get into high gear and get things done. That means we identify what are our low cycle patterns. Where do we avoid things? Where are we feeling fearful of failing, particularly in front of others, or being rejected, not having something go the right way? Or where are we feeling like we might let other people down, and so we don't do something? And so we constantly want to be assessing, where am I not doing something that I need to do? And what are the skills that I need to develop in order to do it? Have those difficult corrective conversations, give that feedback regularly. So I build a culture that believes in the power of good and high quality feedback. Where am I supporting my team and building trust and actually doing the things that I set out to do? We want to hold ourselves accountable. We want to hold our teams accountable. And you need to have that execution cycle in order to really dredge up what's happening and what's not happening. And we want to look at that delta, that variance. What do I say that I need to do because I'm proactively thinking about it? And what am I actually doing? This is where we see the blocks and the small t trauma. We figure out what's actually coming up and preventing us from doing this. What am I doing instead? What do I need to heal or fortify? then we get to really set up the appropriate parameters around getting things done at a high level and a high quality. We start to really shake and shatter limiting thinking that is not serving our greatest success. We process through that. We metabolize through that. The conditioning, the BS thinking, the gender norms that are holding us back, patriarchy, and we move to a higher level of capacity, skills, and a greater level of action. This is how we get to honor and respect progress over perfection, which is a trauma response for high achievers. We really start to grow and evolve. We start to feel really proud about what we bring to the table and the work that we do. And so oftentimes for my clients, it's in the execution that we see what's really coming up. Where is the resistance? And then we get to make it better. And so some of the things that we want to do this better is, number one, make sure that we're having powerful conversations with our employees, particularly as it relates to building their performance and giving them feedback that they need to be successful. Number two, you want to really get clear on who you are wanting to partner with, who you need to serve, and who are your key stakeholders, both internally in your organization and externally, and what are the values that you and your team are going to use to serve them. And you want to get really, really neutral and start making higher level decisions. And that's going to look like, number one, cleaning up the system, cleaning up your own patterns and the behaviors of the key people on your leadership team. And then you have to make higher level decisions that are uncomfortable that you've never made before. And this is where you may need a lot of support, and you can reach out and I can provide that to you. We can engage in a one-on-one engagement for you and for your lead team members so that you, with your executive team and your leadership team, are operating on full cylinders with better cohesiveness, better communication, and then number three, better execution. You are understanding what needs to be cleaned up. You're actively doing that. You're making decisions. And then now you're taking high quality execution. You are taking better actions every day of every hour, which compounds and creating better, more intentional results. And so if you are having problems with that, you're seeing the repeated same issues, chaos within your day-to-day structure, you want to stop reacting and working from current chaos and pause and recreate the structure and the system that's needed for future case scenario. We don't want to continue taking the day-to-day chaos into the future. So if this sounds like something you need help to do as a CEO, as an executive, or a rising leader, or if your executive team needs this support so you can take the plan and now you'll be implementing it together, the better that you all do this and you're on the same page, the faster you'll get the higher quality results that are measurable that you really want. So send us a message. You can go to nehacoaching.com or send us a DM and we will set up a time to speak and get this moving for you and your organization. Until then, think about, where do you need to clean things up? What decisions and planning do you need to put into place right now for a better year than you've ever had before and into the future? And what do you need to execute on at a higher level that will get you and your team better results than you ever thought possible? I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great rest of your week, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for joining us and listening to our podcast. We invite everybody who believes in inclusive success to join the mission here at Brown, Ambitious, and Free. This is for you to be more of who you are and succeed with simple tools and unlearn things that don't support your success. Please subscribe and share this podcast with other supporters and ambitious change makers and visionaries who want to be a part of this important movement to change the face of leadership and wild success. Check out our website to learn all the different ways to connect with me and work with me. You can work with me as a private coaching client one-on-one by booking a consultation call at www.nehacoaching.com. That's N like Nancy, I India, H Harry, A Apple, coaching.com. I also work with leadership teams and organizations to supercharge the leadership and execution and build a culture of success. Send us a message and book a call. Finally, would you like me to speak at your organization or association? That's easy to do. Reach out to us and schedule a masterclass or workshop. Come back every week for important discussions that will revolutionize the way you think, create, and perform to get greater and greater success. I will show you how to use a proven methodology that takes out the guesswork and adds to your success. Join us here each week and spread the message. We will see you soon.